May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 383. Wherewith shall we approach the Lord and bow before his throne? By trusting in his faithful word and pleading Christ alone. 383.
Thank you. May the Lord help us to read the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 26, and the second epistle of Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 1. Isaiah 26. In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. For he bringeth down them that dwell on high. The lofty city he layeth it low. He layeth it low even to the ground. He bringeth it even to the dust. The foot shall tread it down, even the feet of the poor and the steps of the needy. The way of the just is uprightness. Thou most upright dost weigh the path of the just. Yea, in the way of thy judgments, O Lord, have we waited for thee. The desire of our soul is to thy name, and to the remembrance of thee. With my soul have I desired thee in the night. Yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Let favour be showed to the wicked, yet will he not learn righteousness. In the land of uprightness will he deal unjustly, and will not behold the majesty of the Lord. Lord, when thy hand is lifted up, they will not see. But they shall see, and be ashamed for their envy at the people. Yea, the fire of thine enemies shall devour them. Lord, thou wilt ordain peace for us, for thou also hast wrought all our works in us. O Lord, our God, other lords beside thee have had dominion over us. But by thee only will we make mention of thy name. They are dead, they shall not live. They are deceased, they shall not rise. Therefore hast thou visited and destroyed them, and made all their memory to perish. Thou hast increased the nation, O Lord. Thou hast increased the nation. Thou art glorified. Thou hadst removed it far unto all the ends of the earth. Lord, in trouble have they visited thee. They poured out a prayer when thy chastening was upon them. Like as a woman with child that draweth near the time of her delivery is in pain, and crieth out in her pangs, so have we been in thy sight, O Lord. We have been with child, we have been in pain. We have, as it were, brought forth wind. We have not wrought any deliverance in the earth, neither have the inhabitants of the world fallen. Thy dead men shall live. Together with my dead body shall they arise. Awake and sing, ye that dwell in dust. For thy dew is as the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers, and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation be overpassed. For behold, the Lord cometh out of his place, to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood, and shall no more cover her slain. Second Epistle of Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timothy our brother, unto the church of God which is at Corinth, with all the saints which are in all Achaia, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforted us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. And whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer. Or whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. And our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that as ye are partakers of the sufferings, so shall ye be also of the consolation. For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure, above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life. But we have the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God which raiseth the dead, who delivered us from so great a death, and doth deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us, ye also helping together by prayer for us, that for the gift bestowed upon us by the means of many persons, thanks may be given by many on our behalf. For our rejoicing is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom but by the grace of God, we have had our conversation in the world, and more abundantly to you, ward. For we write none other things unto you than what ye read or acknowledge, and I trust ye shall acknowledge even to the end, as also ye have acknowledged us in part, that we are your rejoicing, even as ye also are ours, in the day of the Lord Jesus. And in this confidence I was minded to come unto you before, that ye might have a second benefit, and to pass by you into Macedonia, and to come again out of Macedonia unto you, and of you to be brought on my way toward Judea. When I therefore was thus minded, did I use lightness? All the things that I purpose, do I purpose according to the flesh, that with me there should be yea, yea, and nay, nay. But as God is true, our word toward you was not yea and nay. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, even by me and Silvanus and Timotheus, was not yea and nay, but in him was yea, for all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. Now he which establisheth us with you in Christ and hath anointed us is God, who hath also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. Moreover, I call God for a record upon my soul, that to spare you I came not as yet unto Corinth, not for that we have dominion over your faith, but are helpers of your joy. For by faith ye stand. Amen. May the Lord bless to us his word and grant us prayer. O Lord, God Almighty, help us to look up. Oh, for that living faith, to truly approach unto thee in the way we've sung of. Oh, for that faith to plead Christ alone. Oh, do work it in us, Lord, we pray. We don't have it of ourselves. Oh, but thou hast it to give. Oh, we pray out of thy fullness. Do grant even unto us this evening grace for grace. That grace, that truth which came by Jesus Christ. Oh, let it come by thy Spirit. To us we pray. Let our souls live. And they shall praise thee, and let thy judgments help us. O Lord, we pray, draw us away from all else. O come over all the hindrances we find. Lord, the crowd that is about thee. Lord, save us from the snares in the way. Save us from listening to the low here's and low there's. Oh, give us that faith by which we shall conquer him who stands in the way. I would but cannot pray, for Satan meets me when I try and drives my soul away. Oh, Lord, help us to plead thy name. O Lord Jesus, do come unto us. Rebuke the adversary for us. Overcome this adversary within, this wretched self. Overcome, Lord, every sin within. Lord, thou seest it all together. We are before thee now naked and opened. How foul and black then we must appear. Most holy God, to thee, who art holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who dwelleth in the light that no man can approach unto, whom no man has seen nor can see. Lord, oh, we pray, grant us that grace to believe in thee, in thy holiness, to believe in thee in thy justice, to believe in thee in thy wondrous mercy that rejoiceth over judgment, rejoiceth over justice. That mercy, Lord, oh, that laid the sins of thy people upon thy Son. That mercy, Lord Jesus, that thou didst willingly bear those sins, that didst go to the cross, that didst suffer those infinite sufferings, die that ignominious death, and rise victorious over sin, death, hell, and the grave. Oh, we pray, Lord, make thyself really known to us. Lord, to really know the power of thy sin-atoning sacrifice. Thou hast said a fountain shall be opened unto the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness. Oh, do we pray in mercy, open it unto us this evening. Lord, art able. Lord, there is no fitness in us. For thy servant, the hymn writer, as he put it, we would plead it. All the fitness he requireth is to feel your need of him. Lord, if we don't feel that, make us feel it. But Lord, where sinners feel that, oh, help them to venture with it, the need. And I'll see to meet it all. The whole of that need. Lord, the new heart they need, the new spirit they need, the faith they need, the hope they need, the love they need, the pardon, the forgiveness, the repentance, the righteousness, the grace they need in their daily life, the wisdom they need in their perplexities. Lord, oh, that overcoming power they need, that direction they need, whatever the need is, Lord, it can only be found in thee. It can only be found in thee by thy Spirit, revealing thee to us. Oh, then we pray, bless this people. Hear their petitions. Yea, do more for them than they ask of even thing. Ah, answer those sighs and groans. Look down, Lord, upon those to whom thou hast given that upward glance of an eye, when none but God is nigh. Oh, help them in their troubles. Oh, Lord, may they know that we've read. Lord, in trouble have they visited thee. Lord, we may visit this one and that one. They cannot help us in our troubles. Lord, do grant. And the Lord, the worldling, and we in our poor fallen nature, we cannot visit thee in that way thy word spoke of. The world to creature objects flies their maladies to heal. And so do we left to ourselves. But Zion cries to God on high, do thou thy face reveal. Lord, help them thus to cry. And Lord, surely thou wilt grant them the visit. The visits of thy face, thy visitation. Visit me with thy salvation. Oh Lord, do remember this people with the favour thou bearest toward thy people. Oh, we can't describe that favour, Lord. It's too great to be described, but it's so vital. Oh, remember them with the favour thou bearest toward thy people, the favour of salvation, and visit them with thy salvation. Oh, accept us in thy dear Son. Clothe us in his righteousness. Endure us with his Spirit. Lord, grant that justification. Grant that sanctification. The Spirit wrought my faith and hope and love. But Jesus spent his life to work that glorious righteousness. Oh Lord, we pray then, do appear for thy people. We plead for their salvation. Oh, have mercy, Lord. Thou seest where Satan in arms resides, sits like a king. And Lord, it's only thyself, Lord Jesus, in going to that place that he holds, that can put him out, cast him out. Oh, we pray thou wilt. Oh, cast out the devil. Lord, we pray. Oh, cast him out in that unbelief he holds people in. Lord, that hardness of heart, that worldliness, that love of sin. Lord, every error concerning the truth, every deceit. Lord, thou knowest, thy people prove he transforms himself into an angel of light. But surely, surely, Lord, there is no enchantment against Jacob, nor divination against Israel. According to this time it shall be said, what has God wrought? Oh, we pray for it. Bless us with Jacob's blessing, with Israel's blessing. He hath not beheld iniquity in Jacob, neither hath he seen perverseness in Israel. Lord, oh, we pray, glorify thy name. Oh, we plead, could it please thee to go even this night and do it? For Lord, there are urgent cases. All of our cases are urgent ones. Lord, we know not of any future but eternity. Lord, but what a solemn eternal future that is. Oh, then we pray, make it an urgent case with us if it is not. Assure my conscience of her part in the Redeemer's blood. Cause them to cry out, Lord, save me, or I perish. May the crooked things straight and the rough places plain. Lord, oh, we pray, do have mercy. We pray for the deacons of this cause, help them in their labours. Bless them, and bless their labours. Lord, we believe thou hast. Thou dost honour this office, where thou dost give the grace to fulfil the office of a deacon well, in dependence on thee. Lord, that is it. Lord, we pray for it for each of us. Lord, whatever our station in life, Lord, we may be given that grace to depend on thee, to trust only in thee. So make us little children, less than the least. Lord, oh, we pray, oh, do crucify this self. It's the cause of most of our troubles, Lord, thou knowest. Oh, crucify it. We can't crucify it ourselves. It is thy work, Lord, and thine alone. We pray for it, that I no more but Christ might in me live. Lord, take away the love of sinning. Conquer the worldliness, the idolatry, the pride, the covetousness. Lord, oh, the carnality. Lord, we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. Godliness with contentment is great gain. We pray for it. We seek it for this people here. Bless them. Bless them with a living ministry. If it is thy will, grant them a pastor according to thine own heart, who shall feed them with knowledge and with understanding. Lord, direct in this and in every concern of the church. Forgive all we ask wrong. We thank thee for all thy many, many mercies. Thou daily loadest us with benefits. It is of thy mercy we're not consumed. Lord, we plead for more. For Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 582. High beyond imagination is the love of God to man. Far too deep for human reason, fathom that it never can. Love eternal richly dwells in Christ the Lamb. 582.
Upon the Lord, I venture to direct you to the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 26. Isaiah, chapter 26, verse 19. thy dead men shall live. Together with my dead body shall they arise. Awake and sing, ye that dwell in dust, for thy dew is as the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. In the context of these words, I venture to say a few things upon the preceding verses by way of introduction, as they are so much in the context. The lamentation, the confession of the Church of God, that exercise of soul, that distress of soul, that deep trouble, all that travail that the Lord works in the souls of his people. But until he brings them to his feet, in the way this verse speaks of it, it is so ineffectual in the way the church confesses it. Like as a woman with child that draweth near the time of her delivery. Oh, we have several things here. Here is a sinner longing to know. They are newborn, longing to know that they are one of the Lord's people. The bringing forth of that child, oh, the making known of salvation, in the making known of Jesus Christ. The feeblest soul shall hell subdue where Jesus Christ is born. A woman, when she is in travail, hath sorrow because her hour is come. But when she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish, for joy that a man is born into the world. And ye now therefore have sorrow. Do you, sinner? Does the Lord speak of you when he says that? Does he speak to you when he says that? Ye now therefore have sorrow. Jesus said, indeed, behold and see, if there be any sorrow like unto my sorrow, wherewith the Lord hath afflicted me in the day of his fierce anger. Now, those for whom he had that immeasurable sorrow, they are made by his grace a sorrowing people. Ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again. And your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. Like as a woman with child that draweth near the time of her delivery. It's a trouble that can't be avoided, isn't it? I hope I don't speak wrongly in this. May the Lord forgive me if I do, but it just comes to me now. What one young woman said to us, that she anticipated this travail before her, knowing, of course, that the expected time of the delivery of that child drew near. She likened it to travelling down a stream, knowing that downstream with those rapids that she must pass through, and it couldn't be avoided. And you see, if the Lord is dealing with you, you can't get out of this trouble. You can't go back. You can't go to the one side or to the other. Like as a woman with child that draweth near the time of her delivery is in pain and crieth out in her pangs. What are these cries? They are cries for deliverance. They are those cries we read of in the previous verse. Lord, in trouble have they visited thee. They poured out a prayer. Oh, gone are their well-ordered prayers. Gone are their fleshly framed petitions. Oh, the Lord in mercy in this trouble gives them to cry out in their pangs. So have we been in thy sight, O Lord. You see, the Lord brings his people in their troubles, be they temporal or spiritual, to feel to be in his sight. To see that they are, even in this trouble, beneath him, that he is the one that has brought this upon them. Indeed, in the chiefest trouble, the trouble of a lost soul, the trouble of a guilty sinner, the trouble of a dying sinner, the trouble of a law-condemned sinner, the fact that they are in his sight is their trouble. And yet, the Lord, amidst it all, he causes them to cry unto that God who thus afflicts them. To cry unto that God who yet thus wounds them. To cry unto that God against whom they have so grievously sinned. We have been with child. We have been in pain. We have, as it were, brought forth wind. We have not wrought any deliverance in the earth, neither of the inhabitants of the world. Fallen. Here we find set forth the true path the Lord leads his people in. Their trouble is so great, so deep. The Lord so watching over them, as we read of it in the book of Job. He sealeth up the hand of every man, that all men may know his work. They cannot deliver themselves. The more they do, the deeper in trouble they get. They haven't brought forth a child, they have, as it were, brought forth wind. Oh, nothing but empty vapour. All their works, all their trying to reason things out, all their trying to comprehend things. All their attempts to overthrow the work of the devil, all their attempts to curb their own sins, all their attempts to deliver themselves from this wretched state they're in, all their attempts to soften their own heart, all their attempts to make themselves more spiritually minded, all their attempts to make themselves presentable before God. All their attempts to get ease in their conscience is like the bringing forth of wind. There's nothing in it. Nothing solid. Nothing is done. No child is brought forth. Neither of the inhabitants of the world fallen. We've not wrought any deliverance in the earth. Are there those here this evening And this is your need, deliverance. Deliverance in the earth. You see, the Lord's people, they need deliverance in the earth. The Lord doesn't leave them to say, oh, I shall get my deliverance when I die. The Lord would never leave you in that deceit. That's Satan that tells you that, sinner. The Lord's people must have deliverance in the earth. Oh, the thief did, didn't he? It wasn't long before he had deliverance from this earth, but remember, he had the deliverance in the earth. He had those words spoken to him, delivering him from all the guilt of the sins he's hanging on that cross for. Today shalt thou be with me in paradise. He had the deliverance in his heart. We have not wrought any deliverance in the earth. Oh, my dear friend, what a solemn place is this earth. Do you feel the need of deliverance in this earth? Begin with yourself. The world within. We've not wrought any deliverance. Try as I may, I can't get myself up out of the dust. My soul cleaves to it. And then what we read in the book of the Revelation, what a solemn thing concerning this earth. That chapter that speaks of that war in heaven and Satan being cast out. But where was he cast out? He was cast out into this earth. And what do we read there? Woe unto the earth. Woe unto the earth. There's some of you tonight, and you're suffering that woe. Like the woman of Canaan was suffering it. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. Or is it you yourself? We've not wrought any deliverance. We think of those disciples, and they tried to cast out the devil out of that particular man, and they couldn't. You see, the Holy Spirit brought that man direct to Jesus. But the disciples said, why could not we cast him out? Why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said, this kind goeth not forth but by prayer and fasting. That there was evidently lacking. The Lord purposed it shouldn't be given to those disciples. But what is that prayer and fasting? It's the Lord Jesus' prayer and fasting. Oh, it's that perfect, glorious work of Emmanuel. Why could not we cast him out? We've not wrought any deliverance in the earth. Oh, that power of Satan. A roaring lion, an angel of light. Oh, he blinds men's eyes. He blinds them to what sin is. He blinds them to the solemn consequences of sin. He blinds them to the true and living God. He may transform himself into an angel of light and set before them some false God, some false Christ. Oh, we've not wrought any deliverance. We've not wrought any deliverance. Oh, do you feel to need deliverance from this one? If you don't realise your need of it, it isn't because you don't need it. The psalmist said, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me. What does the apostle say? concerning the devil, if it were possible to deceive the very elect. Why is it not possible to deceive the very elect? Are they a different kind of people in themselves, so that whatever Satan says, he won't deceive them? No. They will not be deceived, because Jesus will come. The Holy Spirit will be sent in Jesus' name to reveal the true Christ. The light and the truth will be sent forth. And you know, when the light and the truth is sent forth, Jesus Christ is revealed by the Holy Ghost. There's no enchantment or divination against Jacob and Israel. No. We have not wrought any deliverance in the earth, neither of the inhabitants of the world fallen. Those adversaries, the ones whom the Lord permits, yea, it is his will, rise up against the Lord's people. Now again and again we have it in the scriptures, don't we? In the Old Testament and in the New. The well-known, oft-repeated case of Jehoshaphat and the men of Judah. And then of course those Rabshakeh come with that letter from Sennacherib to Hezekiah. And then as we read in that epistle of Paul this evening, oh, that great trouble which came on Paul and his fellows in Asia. The inhabitants of the world. You see, we cannot make them fall. We cannot deliver ourselves. The apostle says in another place, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Well, the Lord's people are brought then to this point. They're all brought to this point. As Paul said, we have the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God that raiseth the dead. Is when the Lord brings us to this point, then he says, thy dead men shall live. Thy dead men shall live. Oh, not thy afflicted men. No, thy dead men. It's set forth in that case of Lazarus, isn't it? Lazarus is sick. This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God. The Son of God should be glorified thereby. He abode 2 days in the same place, and Lazarus dies. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Thy dead men shall live. Only those. Not the living men shall live. Thy dead men shall live. Those unto whom the law comes, and they die. Oh, those who, because they have spiritual life put within them and the Holy Spirit is their teacher, their convincer, they die. These shall live. Thy dead men shall live. You see the way the Lord is dealing with his people. is to make known to them the true state of things. In the eye of God, before God in themselves, they ever were dead. In Adam, they died. Oh, the ruin of the fall. Total depravity. Ah, an expression that is so painful to know. Total depravity. Not partial. O Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself, but in me is thine help. Thy dead men shall live. What a promise. The word of God. His word shall stand. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. There's no might be. As Paul again said in that epistle we read, the gospel which he preached was not yea and nay, but in Christ Jesus yea, and in Christ Jesus amen. Certainty. Oh, sinner, it is as certain that truth you sung just now, this settlement, all is settled. Those eternal settlements, that everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and sure. And you see, it's concerning the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We read in the Acts of the Apostles the interpretation of that word in the psalm, the sure mercies of David, the resurrection of David's greatest son from the dead. Sure mercies. Oh, thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. These who die with Christ, these who die with him, these who die under the law, these who die through the Spirit's conviction of sin, these who die through the judgments of God upon them, feelingly slaying them, these must live. Thy dead men shall live, shall live. What had Lazarus to do with his resurrection from the dead? Nothing. What have these dead men to do with their resurrection from the dead? Nothing. Ah, this is the point. This is the death, and this is the life. Oh, that the apostle, when he said we had the sentence of death pressed out of measure. You see, being brought to that place. It may be someone here in trouble. We'll do this and we'll do that. And have you done it? And have you wrought any deliverance? No. That woman, she goes round one physician after another. One fails, I'll try another one. He fails, I'll try another one. All the while, her purse is getting emptier and emptier. And when you've tried this technique and that technique to save your soul, when you've tried this resolution and that resolution, when you've said, I'll pray better, I'll watch closer, I'll read the Word of God more, I'll do this and I'll do that, and you do it, and you do not work any deliverance. He that with Jesus gathers not, may plough and till and weed his plot, but has not got a grain. Thy dead men shall live. They shall live. Lazarus come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes. Loose him and let him go. together with my dead body shall they arise. Together with his dead body they went down into the grave. In the mind of God, in the eye of God, they were with him on the cross. That union. Ah, sinner, have you any evidence at all that you're a subject of that union? One on the cross, one in the tomb, one when he rose, one when in heaven he took his seat while Sarah sang, "Oh, hell's defeat." Together with my dead body. Oh, the wonderful truth. The eternal Son of God took our nature without sin. He speaks of it like this, doesn't he, to his Father. "A body hast thou prepared me." Speaking of that complete, sacred, holy humanity. He speaks there of the body. In Gethsemane, he speaks of the soul. "My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death." Together with my dead body. Oh, the wondrous truth. Why was that body prepared him? Why must the Son of God take that body? Why must he be made a real man? That his people should live. That his people should die and live. Made of a woman, made under the law. To redeem them from under the law. O death, O be thy destruction. The sting of death is sin. But that holy body of Jesus without sin. Yet upon him all those sins lay. It could not be laid on him if he were not a real man. He could not sustain them unless he were God. He has laid upon him the iniquity of us all. Oh, what does this speak of? It speaks of that love you saw. That love that moved the Father. To send his Son. That love that moved the Son to die. Love that was as strong as death. Love that bound him to that cross. Love to sinners fills his heart, makes him choose to die. But oh, it was a death that only God knows. That death that vanquished death. What can we say concerning that death? Very little. We can only say what the Scripture says, what the Lord reveals. "When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand." That death, the sufferings, that satisfied the law. Those sufferings, that death, fulfilled the law. Why, he single-handedly, upheld by his Father, yes, "Behold my servant whom I uphold," but single-handedly, The disciples forsook him and fled. He trod the winepress alone. Of the people, there was none with him. He looked and there was no man. Wondered there was no intercessor. Therefore, his own arm brought salvation unto him. Oh, my dear friend, the preciousness of these truths. When they are revealed by the Spirit, thy dead men shall live. Those dead men in Gethsemane. That dead man who denies his Lord with oaths and curses. Those dead men that cannot stand this hour. This hour that is too sad. This is the travail I've spoke of in just saying a few things concerning the previous verses. Oh, how puny. How ineffectual. What did Peter say? Lord, here are two swords. It is enough. Enough for what? Enough to get the victory? No. Enough for the Lord to use one of those swords to set forth a very important and blessed lesson. When Peter takes it out and cuts off the ear of the servant of the high priest, in what he no doubt thought was such noble defence of his Lord. Put up thy sword into thy sheath. The cup that my Father hath given me, shall I not drink it? And he healed the man's ear. Thy dead men shall live, together with my dead body shall they arise. Oh, they must arise. Because that dead body means the law is fulfilled. That dead body means sin is put away. It's the body of him who said, I am the bread of life. It's the dead body of him who said, because I live, ye shall live also. Together with my dead body shall they arise. Awake and sing. Awake. Oh, this sets forth this deliverance in the resurrection with Jesus' body. The power of his resurrection put forth, it is like an awaking. It is an awaking. In another place, the Holy Spirit inspired Isaiah to say, awake, awake, put on strength. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem. It's asleep, you see. That sinner hadn't died in the fullness of it. That is hell. They were asleep. Asleep in the way Jesus spoke of it concerning Lazarus. Our friend Lazarus sleepeth. But I go that I may awake him out of sleep. Awake. Awake. We have it also in the case of Tabitha, don't we? She was dead. And Jesus, when he came into the house, he said, she is not dead, but sleepeth. That is, this death is not final. Though she be dead, yet I am maintaining her, even in this state, just as he did Lazarus. Martha said, by this time he stinketh. Well, he didn't. And how did the Lord Jesus raise that young girl? Talitha cumi, which is being interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And she woke, and he said to them, give her something to eat. Awake, awake. The Lord waking that one then. The Lord bringing that one out of their grave. Awake. The words of Jesus. Talitha cumi. Lazarus, come forth. Awake. His word. All the power. The words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Together with my dead body, your sufferings, your travail. Oh, there's nothing in that. By way of remedy for this condition of yours, with my dead body arise. Oh, the travail I went through, the sufferings I endured, the death I died, the resurrection, my resurrection. Oh, nothing of yourself. Nothing of any merit in yourself. Nothing of any work of yourself. Nothing of any understanding of yourself. All of me. Together with my dead body, awake, awake, and sing, and sing. Oh, what a different sound to what had been heard before. What had been heard before, cries, groans, crying out in pangs. What had been heard before, what was heard when Hezekiah wept sore, I mourn like a dove. Mine eyes fail with looking upward, like a crane or a swallow. So did I chatter. Awake and sing. Oh, when the Lord puts a new song in a sinner's heart. The psalmist said, didn't he? He brought me up out of an horrible pit. Are you there tonight? The horrible pit. And the more you try and get out of it, the more you sink in the mire at the bottom of it. It is a horrible pit, isn't it? Feeling lost. It is a horrible pit. Getting more and more guilty. It is a horrible pit. When you're aware of that man that Elihu preached of, my soul, his soul draweth near to the grave, and his life to the destroyers. But if there be a messenger, an interpreter, deliver him from going down into the pit, I have found a ransom. He hath brought me up out of an horrible pit and out of the miry clay, and put a new song in my mouth. What hath God wrought? Come and hear, all ye that fear God. And I'll declare what he hath done for my soul. My dear friends, we're such proud people. But if we're the Lord's, he won't allow it. But it's only his grace that conquers it. Thy garden is the place where pride cannot intrude. Should it dare to enter there, t'would soon be drowned in blood. When I spoke of pride, then I meant this. Oh, concerning our own case, our soul, concerning the troubles that come on us, concerning this with that one and the other one. Oh, how we'd love to have some credit for the overcoming. How we'd love to have some credit. How we'd love to be able to say, I did that. I did that. It's because I prayed so well. Oh, it's because I believed. It's because I trusted. But the Lord's not going to have it. This song, I'm saved. I'm saved by grace. This song, worthy as the Lamb. This song, Jesus. Oh, the Lord's people do sing a few notes here below of that song that they sing now in heaven. Worthy the Lamb that was slain for me. Who hath saved us. Who hath washed us in his own blood. For his name's sake. Oh, in his infinite goodness. In his love and in his pity. Oh, in mercy. Not dealing with us according to our sins. But so graciously. Saving me. Awake and sing. Oh, and they've got cause to sing. Sing the truth, you see. They can enter into the truth by the power of Jesus' resurrection. Are you there tonight and this is the deliverance you need? You see in the letter of the truth, the sacred truths of the gospel, the person of Christ. You can't get at him. The blood of Christ. But you can't get its power, its effect. The love of Christ. The righteousness of Christ. Him in all that he is. And when he puts forth this deliverance, awake, you sing. You sing. You will sing. Oh, the Lord will put words in your heart. He'll write truths there. When he puts forth this power and brings you from your grave, the new song, entering feelingly into truths you couldn't enter into before. Like the Queen of Sheba, she heard of the wisdom, the might, the riches of Solomon. And she came. And when she saw it, she said, the half was not told me. Now a greater than Solomon is here. Awake and sing. Ye that dwell in dust. He putteth his mouth in the dust, if so be there may be hope. Ye that dwell in dust, the soul that dwells in the dust, that is, the quickened soul that dwells in a body of sin and death. The flesh doesn't sing, the soul sings. Ye that dwell in dust. Of course, there's a reference to the grave, but there are these other things we might speak of. Ye that dwell in dust. The Lord has brought them so low, but he brings them out. Hannah speaks of it, doesn't he? He raiseth up the poor out of the dust. And the beggar from the dunghill to set them among princes. The pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set the world upon them. Ye that dwell in dust. Oh, why? I am your God. I am your Redeemer. I am your Saviour. I died for you. I magnified the law. I fulfilled it in every jot and tittle. I stood in your law place. You must go free at my word. He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise. Even praise. Praise waiteth for thee, O God, in Zion. Unto thee shall the vow be performed. For thy dew is as a dew of herbs. The Lord, his promise is, my doctrine shall drop as the rain, my speech shall distill as the dew. Thy dew, that is the dew that falls upon these people, upon Zion, thy dead men, thy dew. It's the dew of heaven. Is that pure, crystal clear water? It's no system water. The dew that drops from heaven. Oh, sinner, it's Christ. Those precious doctrines of Christ. His person, his work, his righteousness, his love, his mercy, his grace. Thy dew. Oh, the Holy Spirit applying these truths. The Holy Spirit revealing Christ. We can't command the dew in nature, can we? We can't command the dew in grace. Thy dead men shall have this dew. I will give it. To whom I will. Yea, I shall give it to each. Oh, how precious in certain parts of the world is dew. What are those parts of the world where dew is most precious? Where they don't have rain. Where the land is so dried up. And I understand that for quite a season of the year in certain places, plants are kept alive by that dew. Now how they prize it, if we may put it like that, and how these people in the desert of sin, how these people in the desert of man's helplessness and ruin, how these people in this dry place, it is upon them the dew comes. Thy dew is as the dew of herbs. That is, it has the effect that is illustrated by the effect that the natural dew has on the herbs, that is, the plants. It keeps them alive, it revives them. There's that refreshing. That from without. How many people's religion is maintained from something within? Solemnly, the Lord's people are not immune to this. My people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and have hewn out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. This is the reason why all this trouble comes. This is the reason why Peter falls. This is the reason why the Lord withholds the favours, the light of his countenance. Oh, it won't do. In this extreme condition, under these sore trials, in these troubles, in this death, system waters won't do. That's how the Lord cures his people of it. Of system waters art thou sick? If you are, you haven't made yourself sick of it. God has made you sick of it. And loathsome are they bring. Oh, you're sick of your own religion. You're sick of your own faith. Sick of your own repentance. Sick of your own love. Sick of your own profession. Sick of your own life, which is death. Then hither stretch thy thirsty neck and taste a living spring, a spring that issues from a rock. And rocky hearts by Moses struck, may to these waters go. Thy dew is as the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Ah, till this word is spoken, what did this poor sinner greatly fear? What was it appeared to be before this person that never come out of the earth? They'll never get up out of this place. Wasn't that where Jonah was? As Jonah was 3 days and nights in the bosom of the earth, so shall also the Son of Man be 3 days and nights in the bosom of the earth. The belly of the whale, of course, I should have said, concerning Jonah. But he came out. He came out. When my soul fainted within me, I remember the Lord. Jonah, why didn't you remember him before? Thy dead men shall live. Those dead men who can't of themselves remember. But who the Lord, because he is their kind and merciful God, he gives them the Holy Spirit, and then they remember the Lord. And my prayer came in unto him, even into his holy temple. Christ. And the Lord spake unto the fish, and he vomited out Jonah on the dry land. Vain the watch, the stone, the seal. Christ the Lord is risen today. And those of you that have known it, and those of you that will know it, and those of you that have known it, you need to know it again, don't you? But every time it will be like this. How have I come out? This is the Lord's doing. This is the Lord's doing. It shall be said of Israel, what hath God wrought? Dear Mary, Rabboni, Master, the earth shall cast out her dead. Oh, a spiritual life. If ye then be risen with Christ, set your affections on things above and not on things of the earth. Oh, poor sinner, what a promise. Here is the remedy for your earthliness, there's no other. The earth shall cast out her dead. Oh, you'll be a living one. Christ, your life and this world. Oh, to your soul, nothing. Amen.
God willing, Mr. John Rosier is expected to preach next Lord's Day, and Mr. Hadley next Tuesday evening at the TBS meeting. Let us close with hymn 956. Christ has blessings to impart, grace to save thee from thy fears. O, the love that fills his heart, sinner, wipe away thy tears. 956.
For thy word. Oh, do bless it to us. Help us to plead it with thee. Help us to look for the fulfillment of it. And Lord, if thou hast favoured any with it, even here tonight, help them to sing thy praise, to put the crown where it belongs. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Forgive all that's been ours. Take us in peace and safety to our home. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God, the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us. Amen.